Charlotte with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE. Among the events coming up this weekend, Taste of the Hills. We're back to talk about that this year. And Chamber President Christy Adsett is here. Also from the Greater Richland Chamber, Terry Richards, who's a board member and committee chair of Taste of Hills. Here we go again, Terry.
Good morning, Phil. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, good to have you both here.
Thank you.
We're praying for good weather for you, Christy.
Yes, exactly.
We'll see what happens, but you've been out there in all kinds of weather, haven't you?
The last couple of years, it's been beautiful.
We've been very fortunate.
So we're hoping for the third time is the charm, for sure. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this a weekend you typically have had a Taste of the Hills?
It is. We've always had it the Saturday before Father's Day. So it's stayed on this weekend ever since we took it over. This will be the third year, so 2 years ago. Yeah, we've always had it on the same Saturday.
How has it grown, Christy?
The first year we probably had 300 people, yeah. And last year we had probably 400 or 500 people there. Yeah. So, yeah. People can come and go and enjoy the evening and listen to some great music, and there are a lot of food opportunities and beverage opportunities. So, just a nice night to come out and sit under the stars and listen to some good music.
Do you have some new vendors this year, Terry?
Yeah, we do have a few new vendors. We have Romeo's for the Love of Good Food. They do Italian, so they'll have some savory options for us this year. The new little sweet shop downtown also is going to have a little booth with us, Delights of the Four Sisters. And then we have some of our old favorites. TKO Barbecue is going to be there, and RC Taco. And, of course, Christy's Sunnyside is going to be there as well. And then for dessert favorites, Appalicious Pie Depot out of Gay's Mills. And Utter Brothers is going to be there with their ice cream and their cheese curds. And then we have another one, Lemon Squeezy Snow. They do shaved ice, lemonade, and some other sweets and stuff. So nice variety this year.
Sounds like something for everyone, Terry.
Yes, exactly. And very reasonably priced. You know, everybody gets a little taste of something for either a $2 or $4. So they'll use either one coupon or two coupons. All coupons are $2 a piece. So works out pretty easy for most families to be there.
Someone told me last year, Christy, that, there's supposed to be samples, and mm-hmm. they had plenty to eat each
plenty.
Time, right?
Yeah,
yes. Given with with two tickets for $4, you get, a very healthy serving. So, but the idea is it's kind of spun off of from like Madison Tastes of the Hill, tasting. You get a taste of everybody's stuff, and then you can always go back and get more. So we will keep selling you tickets, as many as you'd like.
And the nice thing is nobody's actually really paying attention to if you go to Utter Brothers and Appalicious and you do both of them, nobody's going to...
We're not going to complain.
Not complain. You can get some ice cream for your Appalicious turnover or whatever you have there. What time does it all start on Saturday?
So 4 o'clock is when it starts, and we do only go to 9, so our event is over about 9 o'clock, just as it's starting to get dark, so we don't go into the evening or late evening hours, but 9 o'clock is when we finish.
Going to have some really good music this year, Christy.
Yes, we are. Kelly Long, he was there last year. He'll be there from 4 to 6. He'll start the night off. And then at 6:30, we have the Dan Leppin Band. Dan is from Sauk City originally. And very good. It's a five-piece band. He sings a lot of country, but some country rock. I've listened to some of his stuff, and he does an awesome job.
So. I think both of them are real good entertainers as well. Kelly Long, boy, when he played last year, the crowd was just really enjoying it and really loving. He's just a crowd pleaser for sure.
Yes.
And we're expecting good things from Dan Lippin's band as well. You know, when you got that many people in the front playing instruments and singing, it's just going to involve the crowd quite well.
It's going to have the real festival atmosphere.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
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 It's a family, fun, friendly event, isn't it?
Yeah, and honestly, that's really where we're marketing towards is the fact that there is no entry fee. And so for families that are looking for a reasonably priced outing, this really is it. I mean, you don't have to pay to get in. We ask that you, maybe bring lawn chairs if you need them for seating, but we ask that you don't bring any carry-ins in. But otherwise, you can really feed a family, pretty reasonably and enjoy the music as well. Kids can dance. And then we do have Walk with Grace
they're going to have a kids area set up. So there'll be kids activities for kids. And there's all sorts of grass area there past where the booths are all set up that I know last year kids were out there playing football and kickball and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a good area for kids to have something to do. A lot of families, I saw wagons getting pulled in and kids, strollers. Running around in strollers and stuff. So, it was just like Terry had said, we encourage everyone, if you've got a lawn chair to bring one of, bring that with you. We will have picnic tables and stuff available, but all that stuff fills up pretty fast. So,
well, you have 10 set up or?
Yeah, so two big tents set up this year. We only had one last year, but this year we'll have two. So there'll be one tent, a larger tent closer to the Killian Meyer building, and that will be where the stage will be. And then there's another tent adjoining to that, and that'll just be pretty much all seating. So if people want to still listen to the music but kind of sit back a little bit and visit, that'll be available. Last year we didn't have that second tent, whereas this year we do, so. Should be a lot of good opportunities to enjoy the night.
People can get up and dance if they want to, or
oh yeah, if you want to dance, go ahead.
And then go back and get more food.
Yes,
it sounds like. Well, let's talk a little bit about the chamber since last time we've had you on. Things are going well, Christy?
This will be our first really big event to start off our summer season. We'll have night markets coming up in July, August, and September on the third Friday of the month, and those will be at the depot. And we'll have food and music for each of those. We always have a live entertainment at those also. And those are free to come in. And then we usually have some other vendors, local vendors, craft vendors, produce, whatever. Just kind of a variety of people that come and sell at that also. Then we just actually hung up all the flower baskets downtown. So if you see all the pretty purple flower baskets, we've put those up. And a shout out to Craig. He's been the one out there watering those
every
night as needed.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's had a couple nights off, I know, for a fact.
Yeah,
because Mother Nature helped him.
Yes. He kind of enjoys when Mother Nature does help him out in the evening. Then he doesn't have to water. But, he does an awesome job with that. So, that was another big project to take care of and getting all those put up. And then also in the fall, then we had finished up our wine walk, back in May. We had a wine walk, and that went very well. We had 250-some participants in that running through the downtown that night, and people seemed to really enjoy it. The theme was baseball this year. Take me out to the wine walk. And so we had a lot of good comments on that. And then again in the fall, we'll have Hispanic Heritage Days in September, and then October we'll have another wine walk. So we have the summer is a busy time for the chamber.
And we just had our first After Five social at Community First Bank in May as well. So actually May is when we really kicked off a lot of our activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we continue to have our coffee with the chamber on the second Tuesday of the month at 7 a.m.
So. Just had one yesterday, in fact.
We did.
We had Doug from Pine River Smoke as a guest yesterday. So that was, we had a good crowd for that. It was kind of nice to get his perspective on things of how starting a retail storefront has gone and that type of stuff. So it was a good event. So
we had a chance to sample some of his fine work during the graduation parties.
Yes, he does very good work. So
yes, absolutely. Now, tell me about the After Five event, Terry.
So that was at Community First Bank, and they actually it was like a social hour where they had food and drink and opened up like an open house, and anybody that was a chamber member, anybody in the community could come, and it was really nice. I would say, 30 people maybe?
Yeah. Yeah,
30 to 40 people were there, and we're looking for more businesses that would love to host an event as a social, maybe just, an outreach kind of thing where they're able to meet with other business people in the community. So
the wine walk did go well, and I know that people were just happy to have something going on a Friday night in downtown. You had great music down there and everything.
Yes, so. We had the band, Mark Chambers Group Ball. They did an awesome job. They were really good, and it was just kind of cool just to be, you know, downtown, and there was live music going, you know, and there was, such we probably had 100, evening. 150 yeah. people stick around for that, and we even had some out there dancing and stuff, and yeah, so it was just fun just to, and the night, like you said, was beautiful. It was just gorgeous out, so. It was really a good event, and I think people really enjoyed themselves.
You hit a home run there.
No pun intended.
The baseball.
And we also had ciders and wine and beer, so it was kind of a different, it wasn't technically just the wine walk, so it was a nice, so we've
been,
had an option.
We've been trying to offer that a little bit more with the wine walk, is to offer, you know, yes, there's wine sampling, but also we can offer some beer sampling. So for the guys that come along and they're not, or people that are not wine drinkers, we usually try to offer some alternative too for them, as well as we have designated driver tickets too, so people can still participate. And they would just buy that ticket, but then we have soda and like seltzers or, you know, non-alcoholic drinks for them available at different stops. So
I think, you know, we've done this event quite a few times, and it's nice to see new businesses every time seem to add. And, you know, we'll have a business or two that decides not to do it, but then we have, you know, just as many that choose to try it for the first time. And I think they have a lot of fun with it as well. They do a lot of decorating. They do some games. They have music. You know, it's an event.
A lot of them put photo booths up, so there's always a ton of photos after the wine walk. And usually, I mean, we always have at least 20 businesses involved, and it's usually a few more than that. So,
and people told me that there was plenty of food there too, like more than enough food.
Too much food.
There's
like, I can't eat anymore.
Good problem to have.
Yes, you know, and so for their ticket, they get their money's worth. We'll just say that. So, but and a lot of the businesses too hand out freebies. You know, I mean, you'll see people walking around with, you know, can koozies or whatever and bags, and those were all handed out by the area businesses. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a good, I always look at it as kind of a good camaraderie builder, because we're out talking to all the businesses, and the group that I have on my wine walk committee group, you know, I mean, they're out working with the businesses, talking with them, and, you know, we're trying to just make it an awesome event to get a lot of people downtown to see what's available.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shout out to Amanda too, because she has done just an amazing job with the registration process. Everything is all almost automated, using QR codes. It's very, very quick. It's very slick for people who get registered for this, and they enter, and it's very.
It's all, you know, if they buy organized. Their tickets online, she can just pull it up and. Yeah, you know, it's very, like you said, it's super quick, and it's really reliable, and she does an amazing job with that and the promoting and everything of the events. So
you, as a business owner in downtown, Christy, too, you know, you see a lot of people there that maybe you haven't seen before, and you hope that it plants a seed that maybe they're going to come back again sometime.
It's so nice to hear somebody say, wow, I didn't know this was down here. I didn't know this store, you know, or they'll be in the store after, you know, during the event talking about different places they stopped. And yeah, you have the regulars that always are involved in it, which is awesome. I mean, they make it a big group event, and it's a lot of fun. But this last time, I know there was people, and I had multiple people that I've talked to, like, yeah, there was people on the wine walk I hadn't seen before. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we're really trying to focus on, you know, getting out to the outside, you know, outside of Richland County, to get those people to come in. You know, if we market in Viroqua or Reedsburg or, you know, Spring Green, so we can pull in some more people from outside the area to see what's available downtown.
And I know our short-term rental guests actually went that night, and they had a blast and left a great review for us because of it. So, yeah, the visitors from the area. And we do also, like, for this Saturday with Taste of the Hills, this is a perfect event for anybody just visiting the community as well, because it, you don't need to know anybody. You can just show up. You don't have to pay that entry fee. You just buy your coupons. You can sit down on a picnic table, listen to a little music, and not know anybody there, but still have a nice evening or a date night. So it's
You can go to the rodeo in the afternoon. I think there's an afternoon rodeo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then come over to Taste of the Hills in the evening.
Sure.
And
there's a parade in the morning.
Yeah, you can have a full day.
Big
downtown.
Day of stuff.
probably not good for your blood sugar.
Well, maybe not. Moderation.
Yes, yes.
I think I told you that last time, but somebody last year after the Taste of the Hill said, do they do this every Saturday? Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Maybe not for you guys.
That's a little bit of work.
Those that attend might have a, you know, something to say about that. But, you know, I'm sure you're always open for ideas too, right? If somebody has something, yeah. Terry, that maybe an idea that might work?
Well, you know, we picked up last year the Hispanic Heritage Days as an event. You know, that was a group that came to us and asked us if we could work with them. And that was a great opportunity for our board as well. And we have added some new board members as well in the last year. So we actually are have a full chamber board at this moment. Yeah. And so it's been nice because we have a little bit of energy and a little bit of enthusiasm and some new volunteers, some new recruits.
A new pool of volunteers to pull from.
Everybody can use that.
Yes.
Right?
It's kind of like if my husband knows this as well, Kenny, that, you know, if his wife is on something,
yeah,
he's involved in the same with Terry.
Yeah.
And it works both ways because he's on committees that I'm not on. And yeah. So,
right.
But
yeah.
It's all good. And so this way with these new people, you know, I mean, their spouses get involved, their kids get involved, their yeah. families, you know, so it's all good. And actually too, that's a good thing because, you know, they help spread the word about these events, and that just opens up a bigger market for us to pull in. And, you know, yeah, we advertise, we thank you guys, WRCO, for all of your help in advertising these events, but, so you still have people out there. Oh, I didn't know that was going.
Uh-huh. And we, you know, like Noah Crocht is a new board member for us, and he works with Rockwell. And I know he's working at Rockwell to get more corporate employee involvement, and so is the hospital. I think a lot of the larger employers are looking at, you know, they have a labor pool of 300-400, you know, people working for them. How can we get them involved in the community as well? Because they also know that helps with retention. So I think, you know, I know Rockwell, uh-huh. he's looking for opportunities for his employees to volunteer, and so is the hospital. So it's a win-win for everybody when we have different folks from different walks yep. on our chamber board.
Mm-hmm. And new people, new families involved yeah. Yeah. and everything. So that's very good. The next wine walk, when is that going to be?
It'll be the Friday of, the first Friday of October. Was October
Center,
4th? Center Color Fest.
So that's what I was going to yeah. ask. That's the same weekend as yeah. Center Color
yeah.
Fest then.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
So
just because we don't have enough to do it.
We like to bunch things together, apparently.
Well, it does give you something to do both nights, though.
Yeah,
both days,
exactly.
day
yes.
and night.
And
yes.
Very well. Last year we had over 400 people,
yeah.
and we could have sold more tickets. We had people calling, but yeah. you know, we cap it at that. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, the theme, and we haven't decided on our theme yet yeah. this year, but last year the theme was 70s and 80s, and it was just so funny just watching people. I mean, Richard Simmons was running through the downtown multiple times, and it was just fun seeing the people dressing up. People are singing. Craig was out there. Woodhouse was DJing in the downtown some too. And then, you know, then we ended up the night at, we ended up moving the band inside because it was raining. So we had the tradesmen at TKO Barbecue, and, you know, people were out there just singing the top of their lungs when they were playing a bunch of the 70s and 80s. And it was just, and the place was packed, and it was just awesome. So it was a good event.
Good to see for the downtown.
Yes.
Definitely,
yes.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Yes. And probably good for the mental health of all the teachers and all the healthcare workers that came to the event.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it was mostly hospital employees and teachers that came to.
Yeah, yeah, they were enjoying themselves. So.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. This weekend, though, anything else you'd like to add as far as Taste of the Hills?
I wanted to touch on, we're going to have some other vendors there as well besides the food, and these would be cash vendors. So we've got Touch of Dutch, which is Kimberly DeVries. She's going to be there. And Isabella Organic Herbs, which she's from the Spring Green area, I believe, but she has herbs, jewelry, dried herbs, that type of thing. Cruz Farms Honey, which is Brad Cruz from Over Hill Point area, they'll be there. Honey Bill, they're from the Richland Center area. I believe they do clothing
other t-shirts and
household items. Yeah. And then TriStar Gifts is going to have a small area set up too. And that will be inside the area where the food is, but it'll be at the far end, kind of adjacent or across from where the the Grace will be up with the kids' activities. So they'll be kind of down at the far end. So people can check those out, and they all have a great deal of really cool stuff. So it'd be just another opportunity for them to showcase their wares.
Kroska Park's a great spot to host it, too.
It is. And, you know, Touch of Dutch, she always has all those beautiful bouquets. So if you're on a date night, make sure you have a little extra cash to buy your date a bouquet of flowers because they're always beautiful.
So do you get, do you buy tickets when you go into the event? It's
yes.
$2 a piece? Is that how
yes,
it works?
You buy tickets when you come in, cash, or we will have where you can pay with credit card this year. And then it's $2 a piece. You can buy them, you know, in any increments you want. And we always tell people, you know, maybe depending how many people they have, you know, buy $20 worth of tickets, go check everything out. And if you need more, you can always come back. And then we usually have menus of each place of what they're serving at the entryway. So you can kind of see what's available. And that way,
you can plan your menu
from there and who you want to go see. So, yeah, it's. I mean, for a family, I would say, you know, for $40, they could get quite a bit of stuff. Have quite a variety.
And it's a nice thing because everybody can sample the sample. Like, everybody in the family can take a bite and see whether they like it or not. Maybe
exactly.
they'll go back.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And it's just a great way to promote. A lot of these are small business owners and, you know, just to help promote them and get the word out about what they have to offer, too. So
I remember as being a mom with little kids, I always told my girls that I wasn't a short order cook and that they were going to eat what I made. Well, this is perfect for those picky kids because all the kids can just get what they want. And nobody's fighting.
And yeah. Who doesn't like ice cream? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I know. There's going to be some good stuff there.
Yeah.
What would a summer event be if you didn't have ice cream?
Exactly.
Right?
And June Dairy Month.
And
yes.
June Dairy Month, too,
yes.
Right.
And
yes.
We will have milk this year as well for the free.
Yep.
So that,
lasts.
Yep.
So.
And the music starts again, what time?
4:00.
4:00, and that'll be Kelly Long.
Kelly, yep.
And then Dan Leppin follows,
yes.
And that's a full band, and he'll be doing it.
He'll be going till 9.
A full show then.
Yeah.
With a full stage and everything.
Yep.
It's going to be cool.
Well, keep Kenny off the stage. That's the only thing.
I will try.
Okay.
He will be there, but I will try to keep him under control. He might be out there dancing, though. No hold barred against that. Him and Dougie Tiles. But yeah, we just encourage everyone to bring a chair if they've got a chair, lawn chair and stuff, or a blanket even. Just like I said, we will have picnic tables, but there's surely not going to be enough for everybody to sit. So
great. Taste of the Hills coming up Saturday. Thanks so much for coming in. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Christy Adsit, president of the Richland Area Chamber and also a Greater Richland Area Chamber, a board member and committee chair of Taste of the Hills, Terry Richards, on this portion of the morning show. Anything else you guys wanted to add here at the end?
Well, I forgot to mention we have a number of sponsors.
They've been amazing.
Yes, they've all been awesome to work with. So our sponsors this year, we have State Farm, Julie Cairns, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, the Richland Hospital, Rockwell Automation, Jones Chevrolet, Buick,
and
WRCO. Yeah. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us today. On the next part of our morning show from WRCO, we've called in the doctor. Dr. Brian Kroll is here to join us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you along here. Your appearance on our morning show is timely because we're starting to think about physicals and the next school year and all those things coming up soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think now that the school year's over and you've got some extra time going to the pool in the summer, it's a perfect opportunity to schedule a sports physical so then you're good for the seasons to come. And that'll be a nice opportunity to do that. So you're set up for 2 years versus waiting until the fall when school gets busy again.
So it's the 2 year physical and then the alternate year cards. Do they still do it that way in the schools?
Yeah. So it's as long as if you get a WIA sports physical before April 1st, it'll be good for the next two sports seasons. If it's after April 1st, then it'll count for the remainder of that season and then the following. So it's usually two, but the April 1st date is the important marker. So if you schedule it now, you'll be good for the next school season and then the following following year.
And that's physicals for middle school and high school?
Yeah. So middle school, high school, and then we'll also be doing some collegiate sports physicals. So check with, you know, if you're a Division III athlete, II athlete, check with your, you know, your coach and compliance, and we'll do those physicals as well.
Mm-hmm. College athletes too. I guess I had not thought about that as well.
But. Yeah. So we try to make it as convenient as possible. It's just a $15 straight charge for any WIAA exam, and then a $25 charge for any college sports exam if that's what you need. And so it's regardless of insurance. If you need a WIAA physical, we don't want that to be a barrier. And so it's a straight charge, and we'll try to work you guys in as convenient as possible.
Back in the day, they would have a day where athletes would come in and, you know, just kind of like an assembly line. You don't necessarily do that anymore, then?
We've considered doing that. I think it's we have certain schedules in our block right now, so that June, July, August, we'll have a whole day where we'll try to kind of accommodate that, and that's really just to get people to come in as they have free time in their schedule versus one day where if they can't make it, then they're calling in and trying to fit into their busy schedule. So we'll have blocks available June, July, and August. Call and get on the schedule. If you have your own primary care doctor and you want to get in with them, they'll do these exams. Myself and some of the other physicians and advanced practice providers will also do these exams.
You know, it used to be too, when practice would start in the fall, you know, you had to have everything turned in by then. But anymore, doctor, lots of times you've got summer camps, you have those days of contact with coaches. It's pretty much year round anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's an important touch point. And I think that's why the WIAA allows that 2 year grace period. And then we get a lot of folks who that runs out without them knowing. And then it's, oh, we actually already started practice. And then they're missing a day or two of practice because they don't have their physical form. And so this is just be a proactive opportunity. $15 flat fee to come in and get that revamped for at least the next 2 years.
So that's coming up here. Some other things we want to talk about. You want to make sure, I mean, I guess all of us, it pertains to, you know, yearly physicals and things like that, and being up to date on vaccines and different things as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think summertime is the time where you want to be active and outside and moving. And so sometimes the physicals can kind of fall to the wayside a little bit, but it's pretty critical, I think, to have an annual physical. Just a touch point with your primary care doctor. If you don't have one, it's a good time to establish, especially if you're not meeting your goals. So if you're wanting to go out and garden and you're having a hard time weeding because of back pain, or if you're you know, having questions and frustrated because your refills aren't getting aren't ready at the pharmacy, a physical is a great time where you come in. It's every year we'll refill your medications, typically for a year, and get you all on the same track, and then answer any questions that have been bugging you and trying to get you to accomplish your goals as seen fit.
You mentioned, filling out prescriptions. That's one of the frustrating things. All of a sudden, wait a minute, I didn't realize that right. Ran out. And then, you know, there you are. You're kind of backtracking a little bit.
Yeah, proactive. I think these are preventative healthcare visits. And we certainly, over at the Richland Hospital, do not want you to have a lapse in care. And so if you are struggling with that, or, you know, your primary care doctor left and you haven't, you know, come in a while and you've just been getting a few bridging prescriptions, please come in. There's providers taking patients now. They could probably get you in within the next week, both in Spring Green, Muscadet, and then here in Richland Center.
Is there ever a downtime? Because I think we always think about cold and flu season as being this busiest time, but does it ever seem like it slows down in your business?
I think the lull is post the January 1st, because that's when everyone's premiums are fresh and reset. And so folks, that's usually a lull in kind of preventative visits. But, you know, that's a perfect time too if you want to get in. But anytime really, we'll try to fit you in.
Tell us a little bit about your background, because it does involve sports, doesn't it?
Yeah. So my background in passion in sports, I think really started at the high school level and in middle school level. I think being active and on a team teaches you a lot of skills, and it gave me direction and taught me leadership and teamwork. And so I think that's why I'm passionate about spreading the word on these physicals and just sports in general, because I think it teaches you a lot of life lessons. And certainly we don't want physical to be a barrier to your participation in sports. And then it provides an opportunity for us to catch anything that could predispose you to an injury. I often talk to my patients about common injuries for whichever sport they're going in. If it's wrestling, talking about good skin care and ways to prevent ringworm, versus cross country, always signs of shin splints and when to what to do to avoid those. I think as long as we can keep you in the game, I think sports teach you such a wide variety of lessons and has impacted my life tremendously.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update this hour is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast, partly or mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon, and a high of 83. A few light showers early this morning and a few thunderstorms that were a little heavier that rolled through yesterday and last night, but nothing in our immediate area. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 66.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign rally. Trump will be speaking at Racine Festival Park on Tuesday and plans to make his case that President Joe Biden has failed America. This will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted of multiple felonies in a New York financial crimes case. Both Trump and Biden have made repeated trips to Wisconsin, which helped decide the presidency in both 2016 and 2020. A mixed ruling on early voting from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court's liberal majority ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election. But the justices ruled local elections officials can choose wherever they want to place their temporary voting sites for the duration of early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. That upholds a rule that's been in place since 2016. The court's majority said upsetting the placement of voting sites just days before papers were due on placement would disrupt the process. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin, UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yackey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters are dismayed about the cost of a home.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Yackey and Burden spoke at a WIS Politics luncheon on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers says his office is in the process of vetting firms to conduct a full audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. During a stop in Wausau this week, the governor said he hoped the process could be done within 6 months, but added, you never know with those type of things. Evers, who served as state schools superintendent prior to being elected governor, said the critical situation at MPS calls for a deep dive into the district's financial and academic performance issues. Documents sent to the State Department of Public Instruction indicate the district's financial office is inexperienced and understaffed. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are critical of Evers' audit plans, with Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu calling for the work to be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The First Lady is returning to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will hold an event in Green Bay coming up at 1:30 with local seniors today. It's part of Seniors for Biden-Harris, a national organizing coalition to mobilize voters as Joe Biden seeks a second term in the White House. The First Lady has been to Wisconsin many times this year as her husband, President Joe Biden, runs for election. She was last in Green Bay in February. The Donald Trump campaign again announcing on Wednesday the former president will be holding a rally in Racine on Tuesday. Also in the news today, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that an ATV collided with a car in the town of Utica around 12:41 p.m. on Tuesday. The ATV's occupants, 11-year-old Mesa Fredenhagen and 7-year-old Kendi Harris, both of Oshkosh, died. One of the girls was pronounced dead at the scene. The other was taken to a hospital and later died. The news release did not say which girl died at the scene or when the second girl died. Also, the sheriff's office said the 43-year-old woman who was driving the car suffered minor injuries, but she and her 13-year-old son, who was a passenger in the vehicle, tried to render first aid to the girls. She was cooperating with the investigation, according to the office. A concentrated animal feeding operation near Sparta was fined over $200,000 by the Wisconsin Justice Department. In a release, the DOJ said that Milsna Dairy Supply was fined for violating the state's wastewater laws from 2015 to 2023 as well. Prosecutors said that the CAFO allowed a permit for pollutant discharge elimination to expire in 2015 and did not file for a new permit until charges had been brought last year. Milsna Dairy Supply also built a sand separation system without DNR approval. You can adopt a cow symbolically, all to help feed your neighbors. This is the 10th year of Adopt a Dairy Cow for Second Harvest Food Bank. The number of people using food pantries has doubled since 2021. People are vulnerable and need this help. Chris Tazelier from Second Harvest says this is a way to make giving a little bit more fun. Thanks to donors, every donation will be matched up to $65,000. So your donation will help twice as many people. Things get underway today with the Wisconsin High School Rodeo. Thursday's schedule includes a light rifle shooting competition, which gets underway today at the rifle range on Cooper Hill Road. That's at 10 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, trap shooting competition at the Muscadet Sportsman Club. It's a day for the Queens to check in, the Queens horsemanship, the tests, and the contestants meeting. The Queens pageant tonight at 7:30 and reception. Also a bag tag ceremony at 8:30 and the cowboy prom tonight at 9:30, all a part of the festivities at the Richland County Fairgrounds for the 2024 Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals. And the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel is hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross today from 10 until 3. The blood drive is located at 1101 Morrison Drive in Boscobel in the M building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please, no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 83 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Also for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 56. Lots of sunshine with lower humidity on Friday and a high of 80 degrees. This morning, 1/100th of an inch of rain fell. Yesterday, we did receive a little bit more, in fact, a thunderstorm that rolled through the area, and we picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. In that storm yesterday, some high winds and hail were reported. There were no reports of any damage in our immediate area. And this morning early on, there were some thunderstorm warnings for Sauk County and storms that moved on from La Crosse to Green Bay early on. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 62, it is 66 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll take a look at some notes on the state of Wisconsin scene. Another Brewer win, as well as they won the series against Toronto. Details in just a moment.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
At the state baseball tournament on Wednesday in Division II, Edgewood got the win against Kettle Moraine Lutheran 4-3 and Mosinee 8-1 over La Crosse Logan. Also in Division I semifinals, DePeer was a winner against Westosha Central 8-1 and Sun Prairie 11-4 over Oak Creek. State champions will be crowned in four divisions today. Solon Springs Northwood takes on Aliva Strom in the first game at 9 this morning. The D3 title game will begin at approximately noon, with Kenosha St. Joseph and Aquinas battling out. Then it's Edgewood and Mosinee in the game around 3. The Division I championship game slated for 6 tonight between DePeer and Sun Prairie. Rookie starter Tobias Myers was outstanding again, pitching the Brewers to a series-clinching 5-4 victory Wednesday afternoon against the Toronto Blue Jays. Myers went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits. Milwaukee was up by 5-1 when he left the game. Manager Pat Murphy commented on the Brewers' recent pitching.
From where these guys were to start the season, you know what I mean, and where they were in our plans, it's like, it's amazing they're doing what they're doing. And, yeah, we gain more and more confidence in them every time out. Now, you got to give William a ton of credit because he's once again, catching night game, day game, to give Yelly the opportunity to DH, and that's pretty unselfish.
Manager Pat Murphy for the Brewers. Trevor Miguel with his 11th save. The Brewers are off today. They'll send Freddy Peralta to the mound to start the first game of a weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds. Yesterday, it was a win for the Mets over Miami, 10-4 in the National League, and the Cardinals got by Pittsburgh, 4-2. Yankees, 11-5 over Kansas City, and Seattle, 2-1 over the White Sox. The Twins beat Colorado, 17-9. In other interleague games, it was San Francisco, 5-3 over Houston, San Diego, 5, and Oakland, 4. Baltimore, 4-2 over Atlanta, Washington, 7, Detroit, 5. The Cubs, 4, Tampa Bay, 3. Cincinnati, 4-2 over Cleveland. Boston, 8, Philadelphia, 6. The Angels, 8-3 over Arizona, Texas, 3, and the Dodgers, 2. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as a part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is giving his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on a Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans were not present Wednesday. Running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling contractual obligations. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
You played college football,
didn't you?
Yep.
The 20%
so
or the 80%?
It was a walk-on and
20% of people exercise
years at
regularly.
Iowa, and so don't hold that against me. but I think the Badgers typically have our number, so whenever I can brag each year, I will.
It's usually a good game, that's
it's
for sure.
Usually, it's always a good game, and my wife's a diehard Badger fan along with her family, and so I think every time I go to a Badger game, they lose, so I must be a bad luck charm.
So you have a mixed marriage then a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And I went to University of Wisconsin for my medical school, but my wife still refuses to call me an alumni because I'm a Hawkeye fan. So.
Oh, sure. but you've taken what you've learned in sports and you kind of apply those to everyday life then, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I ultimately ended with some injuries in my career. And so that's what brought me into the medical field in the first place and why I'm so proactive in talking to patients about injury prevention and as well as performance. I think a lot of times when you're trying to squeak out the last 1% of your physical ability, you're risking injury. And so trying to be able to do that safely, I talk to my patients all the time regarding that.
Do you talk about diet a little bit as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I always talk to my own patients and then on these physicals about diet and supplements. So if you have any questions about supplements, common ones in the high school area are creatine or protein powders or ashwagandha or something else where you may have heard in the locker room someone talking about it. I invite those questions and often ask my patients to bring them up because these are all important questions and I think you should have a good advice versus just the locker room chatter.
Indeed. When you talk about giving that extra 1%, sometimes I think people don't, you know, athletes, especially high school athletes, don't realize that maybe the tank is empty at that point. Right?
Yeah, there can be consequences, or you know, you're using a hammer when you need a screwdriver. So you're piling away and putting a lot of effort into something when all you need is to have a different mindset. And so, especially performance, I think that's a big key is making sure your effort is directed in a productive manner, especially in training. But ultimately, it comes down to safety and getting you on the field. and avoiding injury. And so I encourage patients to play as many sports as they can. I think the over-specialization in high school athletes and middle school athletes can lead to overuse injury. And so I think the more athletic you can be, the more sports you can play, the better athlete you'll be at the one individual sport.
That was going to be my next question there, Dr. Kroll, because, yeah, we see lots more athletes specializing than they used to, not really giving their body or those particular group of muscles the proper rest time, right?
Absolutely. I think especially just in skill-based sports or very repetitive movement sports, you can certainly risk injury and doesn't give your body the time to recover from the season when your performance is supposed to be at its peak, to give yourself an off season to get yourself stronger, so that the next, when you actually have to perform the best, you can, and you'll be a different athlete the next year. And so when you're not giving your body a rest, it's almost a detriment. And then, cross training is pretty important at that young age too. It'll develop and cross over to your primary sport.
Yeah, not to pick on any one sport, but I heard someone talk about that once, about whether it was basketball or whether it was volleyball. You have the same impact on your knees, like, all the time. It's so repetitive. It's got to be a little bit detrimental sometimes.
Sure. And just, the straight vertical jump, in volleyball, if you're on playing the front line and you're going up and blocking, maybe you're not doing as much lateral movement, or you're not, instead of going up, you're not focusing on pushing out. And so, playing basketball and volleyball and then doing some track, those will all improve. If you're a soccer player or a softball player, you'll just become a better athlete, more fluid. And again, avoiding injuries. If you get injured and you're on the bench for 4 to 6 weeks, those are 4 to 6 weeks that you're not getting better. And so I really encourage patients to consider other sports. And honestly, college coaches are looking for that. They're looking for the total package, a total athlete. Football coaches are looking for athletes that are playing basketball, that are in track, and that are excelling at those sports too.
Yeah, I wondered about that because I've read bios on some of the more elite athletes, and many times, for instance, maybe they were a state champion wrestler and they also played football.
Yep, absolutely. I think wrestling, having an individual sport to complement your team sport, that mindset translates into the off season. The skills you learn in wrestling absolutely translate to football. I'd strongly encourage that.
When you have the individual physicals, then can you detect, can you troubleshoot, so to speak, and anticipate the possible injury or anything like that?
Yeah, I think it's all sports dependent. Every sport kind of has their injury du jour. So, cross country athletes, stress fractures, shin splints, especially if they haven't been keeping up with their mileage through the summertime, and then all of a sudden are thrusted into a 20-mile week. That is a little detrimental. So we'll talk about shoe sizes, because when you run, your feet swell a little bit. So you might need to change your shoe size even if you're growing. So if you're growing and your shoes start to get snug, you might need a new pair. And so encouraging that kind of discussion. So I kind of take approach on season specific. And then one of the questions is, what other sports do you play? So if they're just playing baseball or softball all year round, then we will have a conversation about, when are you, are you throwing every year round? Or do you have a pitch count on your pitches? What are your goals in your season? Do you have an A season and a B season? Well, then maybe on the B season, you're not throwing every day and you're focusing more on weight training and cross training to promote the A season. Those kinds of conversations I have during my WIAs along with my regular physicals, if they're playing sports. Yeah.
It's interesting to talk about some of the old timers. We were on the subject of baseball, but some of those guys, your Warren Spahns and people like that, you would hear about them putting the ball down in November and not picking it up again until spring training, you know? And I don't think we see that quite so much anymore, do we?
No, and I think the emphasis on performance can sometimes outweigh the spirit of high school school sports of, you know, it's certainly competitive. I would want to win as bad as anybody. And sometimes that can sneak into wanting to over-specialize when in reality, this is a time for you to spend productive time with your friends, be active outside, promote wellness and mental health. And so making it as much of a game as it is. All these are games that we are privileged to play. And so, you know, take it. If you're not having fun, what's the point? You know, at the end of the day, you can be as competitive as you want to be, but it should be fun. You know, you should be targeting a goal, having fun in the process. And if it ever becomes work, you know, the spirit of high school sports has kind of died at that point.
We're very fortunate to have Richland Sports Medicine, you know, on hand at the area schools as well that we cover. I always kind of feel safer when I see them there, you know, just as an observer.
Yeah, we have excellent athletic trainers. I sometimes will attend games if the athletic trainers are busy or on vacation, and they do just a tremendous job. And so whenever the Richland Hospital, you know, the athletic trainers can't make it, some of the physicians will fill in, but I've had nothing but great experiences, and they're a wealth of knowledge. So always kind of refer to them, especially if a athlete comes in with an overuse injury or what have you. I have all the trust in the world that the athletic trainers will get them back on the field as soon as possible.
There are some special events coming up the Richland Hospital is planning for, Dr. Kroll.
Yeah, I think this is a nice dovetail just to encourage wellness and outside activities. And so the Richland Hospital is sponsoring 3 days of free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center. Those dates are Friday, June 21st, Saturday, July 20th, Friday, August 16th. And then as part of our centennial or 100-year celebration, we'll be doing this with a 5K run walk that is on Sunday, September 15th. And that'll also have live music, lawn games, food trucks, etc. So it's a whole family affair. If you're not a big runner, you know, still please come by and you can support your loved one. And it's a walk too. So, you know, it's September. And if that sounds intimidating, I suggest maybe talking to your primary care doctor and getting on a plan so that you can make that walk.
Indeed. That's coming up in September.
Coming up on September, and I'll plan on being there.
Yeah, good. Great weather right now. It's an awesome time to get out and enjoy Southwest Wisconsin. I know you do with running and biking and whatnot.
Yeah, I think you know, Southwest Wisconsin is a tremendous place to explore outside, whether it's fishing, hiking, biking, and just taking a walk around the block. We have got an awesome cycling community here, and that's my favorite form of exercise, but running outside, just getting fresh air and enjoying the later nights as the sun shines out till, you know, 8:30, and the summer solstice is next Friday, so that'll be a blast.
We'll officially say it's summer then, I guess. We've been saying it now for a month, but it will officially at that time then. So now's the time to schedule those sports physicals then.
Yep, June, July, and August. If you call the Richland Center Hospital phone number, they will be looking forward to your phone calls, and just make sure you're requesting for the WIA physicals specifically. If the schedulers see that you haven't had a primary care doctor, they may suggest getting a staff established or recommend setting up a well child exam if you haven't had one to catch up on vaccines. That's optional. So you can just do the $15 physical. If they want to do a regular physical with vaccines, that would then be transferred and not be the $15 charge. So those are two separate things, but you may get asked that. And if you just want the WIAA physical, just be specific on that.
Yeah, and it's an exciting time of year, you know, as we look at that in the off season and you know, all that the new school year will bring.
Absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to taking care of these athletes and being a part of their journey and being on the sidelines for some games this fall.
Good to have you in the studio with us again.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me, Phil.
You bet. Dr. Brian Kroll joining us on WRCO's Morning Show.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Seven is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new.